Come over here, sweetie. Smile.
We're making a Stella calendar.
Smile, Heisenberg.
She's eating a lot of that blue stuff. What is that?
It's just Gatorade.
Okay, good.
You guys have to come out. I haven't seen you in forever.
I really need to get out of the house.
We can have fun here.
You know, I just gotta say this, and it's gonna be very blunt, but Seth Rogen, I fucking hate you. I don't like you. After watching this movie, just staring at you, I was like, I don't even know why I enjoyed some of your movies back then or whatever, because just looking at you, I just don't like you at all.
I don't mind the dude. I think he's good in some stuff. In fact, I like his style of humor, but he's the only thing that I kind of like in this movie, because as you and I were discussing beforehand, this is a movie that's literally staring me in the face and says, "Everything you hate, Alex."
You know what? I know you don't like party movies.
I guess.
I can say I don't like them either, because they ain't been a good one. I don't know how long.
I would say Old School was the last one. And the only reason Old School works for me, it's because it's about three adult dumbasses.
How old is that fucking movie? Like, what references did you just...
That movie is 2002.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Spike Lee one. I was about to say...
No.
Okay, even that one, that's still old. Okay, what? We here talking about Neighbors, and I gotta say, man, a lot of people walked out. This movie had hype behind it. It had hype behind it. And walking into the movie, walking out, people was talking about it's the funniest thing they ever saw. As for me, I thought it was meh.
Yeah, I'm kind of right there with you. I will give it this, though. I do have one thing positive to say about this movie, and it's something I've discussed with a lot of people when it comes to movies interpreting aspects of Greek life. Mm-hmm. I give this movie a lot of credit for pointing out one thing that nobody in Greek life ever wants to point out.
Which is?
The fact that most people in Greek life are afraid of the fact of becoming fucking adults.
You know, I heard a lot of people praising that, and I was just like, man, that was so quick, though. I was just like...
It was quick, but you know what, dude? If you look at every other movie that's involved Greek, like, nobody, and I mean jack shit nobody, has brought that up.
See, the movie, the parts where it brings stuff up, it vanishes so quick. I personally thought the movie was kind of a mess as far as how it handled things and how they brought up... especially Zac Efron's character. His character is just a mess. It's all over the place. They don't know what they wanted to do with that character. And I thought some of those dialogue scenes came from him, and I was just like, but they kind of go nowhere. I know they got brought up, but...
Well, the main character that interprets this idea is his right-hand man, Dave Franco, who, after he gets kicked out of the fraternity by Zac Efron's character, he's like, look, man, I got a job and a normal life. The fuck are you doing?
See, I thought Dave Franco was the best character in the movie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's the one who interprets that idea. He's like, look, I grew up, I got a job and everything. The fuck you doing? You're still partying, you lazy ass.
I don't even think it's so much him growing up. It was that scene he had where he was just like, dude, this is all bullshit. You know that, right? We're just doing this for fun or whatever. This is not who we are, though. You know, this is all fun. I was just like, yo, thank you. I personally don't think it's about growing up at all. It's just a fad you go through. You
right.
College is nothing but a fad. Of
right. And I can speak from previously being Greek life. There are those people who never grow out of it.
I think fraternities, personally, is the stupidest fucking thing ever.
I completely agree with you, to be honest, which is why I hate whatever...
At my school, they told me one time, whatever, I was like, my buddy was going to join one or whatever, I was like, what do you got to do to join? He's just like, and then I was just standing there as they said, it was like, brother, you have to go in here. We've attached a knife to a cat, and either you or that cat better come out bleeding. He was like, what the fuck?
How do you join a fraternity? Yo, bro, you just got to suck a dick. Just one. Come on, what? Bro. What's wrong with you, bro?
You can eat a dick. How about the
brotherly bonding?
Yo, dude, I suck Bob's dick. What?
I suck Jesus off his dick.
Totally no homo, though, bro. No homo.
Oh, my God. I swear, Greek life is like the secret gays and lesbians of college fraternities. Because, like, I know someone else brought this up, but, like... fraternity parties, you know, there will be a bunch of girls around, but bros will be more concerned with, yo, let's put our dick on this guy's face who's asleep.
You know, on the words of my man from the Boondocks, a pimp named Slickback, The phenomenal one don't do a goddamn thing for the homies. And now, unless the homie want to walk that stroll and make my paper, that's the only time. I don't believe in homies over hoes or bros before hoes, as they kept reiterating in this movie, bros before hoes. I don't believe in that unless that bro has a vagina. So fuck that sentiment. But I'm going to plot synopsis, baby.
Okay, so, oh, God. Well,
it's this, really simple.
This tells you a lot. I forget every character's name in this movie.
Plays Mac, and Rose Byrne is Kelly.
Yeah, Mac and Kelly are recently had a child, and they have pretty much bought their house and built it from the ground up. So
yeah, they put all their money into this house, which I don't know why people like doing that, but hey.
If it floats your boat, fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge gamble in a house. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, so they pour a lot of money in this house. They're like, all right. Looks like we're here for life. Oh, look! Moving trucks. I bet we're going to meet our nice neighborly... Why are they holding Greek signs?
I did not like the opening either, by the way.
It's slow.
Especially with the gay couple, first two. It's like these motherfuckers ain't that damn old, but the way, like, Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne are acting, I felt no connection between those two as being a married couple. I felt almost as weird between those two as I did with Eugene Levy being married to Richard and shit. I was just like,
I never saw that, so I can't really.
It's comment. A Tyler Perry film, so that's
it. Of course it is.
Yeah, of course. So I the opening, it was annoying the shit out of me. Like, I hate when they do that movie. It's almost like a cliche now, whatever, when they do that, like, the supposedly older people gotta, like, act like they're hip, so they throw up, like, their hands and gestures and shit like that. Just like, that shit is so fucking corny now. Why do people keep doing that?
Yeah, and you say that, but to me, it's just like, you know, I would call the movie out for being corny and stupid like this, but I just had an old couple do that to me at work 2 hours ago, so I can't really say the movie's wrong.
I ain't saying the movie wrong. I'm saying that shit. Okay, I don't like... Now, personally, I live in L.A. Niggas don't do that shit. All right, so I'll tell you right now.
It's an East Coast thing. Don't worry about it.
It must be an East Coast thing, because on the West Coast, motherfuckers try to act like they either hard or cool. So
there you go. You just had disconnect.
Exactly, whatever. So when I see shit like that on TV or in movies, whatever, it's just... Why the fuck do people act like that? It's annoying, whatever. Or like, hey, it's a gay couple in town. Wow, it's really cool, whatever. It's just like, they're like...
Oh my God! I wonder which one pitches and catches.
It's a black gay couple, too, at that. My God.
Oh, my God.
I found myself pretty fucking bored, to be honest.
I was just like, you know what? This is exactly what I expected with this movie.
I actually thought it was going to be hilarious, the way people kept talking about it.
I didn't, only because you know me, dude. You know me with party movies. It doesn't matter if a party movie has 95% of Rotten Tomatoes. I walk into that, it's like, I bet $5 I'm going to be the one that doesn't like this.
And, oh my God, I sat next to a gay couple too watching this.
Oh boy.
And I get the bigger one or whatever, he was fucking laughing his ass off, like hard, like when the baby was chewing on the condom or whatever, just going, he was laughing. I was just looking at that, I was just like, damn, I must be getting old, because I don't see none of this shit funny, to be honest.
Like, I know, like, people were laughing at that. I was like, what would you do if that was your child?
I would be kicking his ass then. That's what I'd be doing. What the hell you think I'd be doing? I mean, a lot of shit in here just felt awkward, more than fun. Like, and by me saying I didn't find any funny, it's not that I was hating it. It's just the jokes that they were using, I didn't think worked for me, at least.
I think for me, it was a part of the chorus party movie where it was just like, okay, well, here's the timer. Let's see how long it takes for them to do a dick joke. Oh, it took 5 minutes.
Oh, it's the rest of the movie now.
One of the bros is going to cheat on the girlfriend of one of the other bros. I bet you it takes 30 minutes to get to that plot point, and we're there.
It's pretty much a teen sex movie. Pretty much some of the plot. Seth Rogen and they go hang out, and then, you know, the next morning the parties are continuing. They're still having parties, and Seth Rogen's calling them, so they call the cops. Next thing you know, they broke Zac Efron's camera.
They broke the bro code, dude.
Yeah, so apparently now it's on, and then pretty much, it's like a montage of that trailer. What you saw in that trailer is pretty much what you saw.
When Zac Efron said, it's on, did you not think of the South Park episode with the dance-off? Oh, it's on.
I was about to say, come at me, bro.
It's on. It's on. No, no, it's not on.
I can literally say I did not laugh at one part of the movie. Once again, it's not that I was hating the movie. It's just I didn't find any of this shit funny, to be honest. I was just looking at, like,
I will say one thing. There's one character in this that had me chuckling. And it's just because it was when I walked in, I didn't think she was going to do anything knowing these type of movies. And she ended up doing more shit than Efron and Rogan did.
Oh, is that Rose Byrne?
Yes.
I thought she was horrible in this.
I thought she was okay, because frankly, in most of these movies, the woman is just there to literally get humped and then do nothing else.
That's pretty much what she did do, though.
But her manipulation games.
A titty and sex joke, though.
Her manipulation games that she does with that girlfriend, that shit was hilarious to me, because I've actually seen that happen.
See, I didn't find that funny because I've lived that, so I mean,
fair enough.
So it's not funny to me or whatever, because I was like, man, we do that on a daily basis. I was like, shit, me and Cody pull that on a weekly basis. That's a fucking weekend for us. So like when they were trying to play like that music in the background and shit, just do that. I was just like, that wasn't shit. You did that the hard way, personally. Okay, let me show you how it's really done. Or whatever.
Fair enough. So it seems like. I like this just a tiny bit more, but it's slightly because of that disconnect factor. But I mean, you're right. This is not the comedy I was looking for.
My problem with party movies is I'd rather be at the party than watching it.
My problem with party movies is that there's never consequences.
No, you know that another thing too. You really have to suspend your disbelief to watch this movie too.
Right, because it's like. One of the things that, like, I was really giving it credit, it's like, wow, they're actually giving consequences to Zac Efron's character. He's taking the blame for this party, and it looks like he's gonna get punishment. I might actually, you know, that might knock this movie up a notch for me. Literally, a scene later, they show Zac Efron as a male model. I'm like, oh, fuck you!
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, that ending was, the movie was just, to me, as far as, like, it stayed on the same path, but it was just bland for the whole part. I mean, the only one time I can say I at least smiled or whatever is I like Dave Franco's impression of Robert De Niro.
Okay, you got me. That
was the only clever joke I thought was actually in the movie, because that they were
that whole Robert De Niro party scene had me going pretty well, because it was one of those things where the background gags. Every one of them was a different De Niro character, and in my film's head mind, I was picking them out. It was like, I know that one, and that one, and that one.
References from the wrong fucking movie and shit, too. But that movie, that scene was only a 1 minute. That was like less than
That was like 2 minutes, and it sucks that was 2 minutes. I wish that would have been one of the parties. It's like, you know what? Part of me actually wants to be at this party. Because you said you want to be at the parties. I'm just like, these parties are ridiculous, and they will be shut down by cops in 2 minutes.
That's why I want to be there. that's why I want to be there.
So you can be like, hey, party scene, oh, no, cops.
You know what? No, it wouldn't be broken up, because the cops are so fucking stupid in this town that a problem I have with the movie is that no other neighbors have problems with these kids or anything like that.
You know what? I actually bought that, and the only reason I say that is because on every college campus you see fraternities do that, and it's because, well, what the movie should have said, like, the movie's like, oh, they just became friends with all of them. Nah, just do what real fraternities do. They paid them off.
See, that's bullshit. That don't fly in California. You trying to act like I'm old, like I just, like it took me years to get out of college or something like that or whatever and shit. So I can tell you right now, that is bullshit. That shit don't fly out here.
I know. Like I said, East Coast thing.
See, I'm going to tell you this right now. Mexicans play their music till fucking 3 a.m. I'm going to tell you this right now. Niggas are down the street saying, hey, yo, y'all need to shut that shit off. Okay, so ain't none of this shit happening. Especially with old people. They got that life alert now. All they got to do is press a button and shit, and then motherfuckers are there or whatever. Everybody else is just, like, ignorant to the situation of what is going on. And it's just a sandbox film of these two houses going at it or whatever. And none of it makes really any logic, whatever. It's not supposed to make logic. I don't give a shit about that. But my main problem with it is it's supposed to be a comedy film that people are telling me is the smartest comedy they've seen in years. And
no, it's not.
I didn't find anything funny, and I didn't think anything was really clever.
This is the end was 10 times more clever than this.
Yeah, and even that one dropped the ball sometimes, but it still had a lot more prep. The World's End was better than this. I mean,
I can think of a lot of independent comedies that are better than this.
Don John was funnier.
Did you ever see Bad Milo, which is on Netflix?
Oh, yeah, Bad Milo as well, yeah.
Yeah, Bad Milo was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, 12 Years a Slave, that was hilarious. I mean, there's a lot of funny films out there. American Hustle, that was funny because it failed so badly.
Oh!
It hustled its way out that box office. That's what it did.
It hustled its way out of 10 Academy Awards.
Yeah, exactly. So that was funny. I mean... the Mark ones with Mexican shooting bitches. That guy was half on me. I don't know. I felt like I was out of touch with my theater or whatever because everybody was in tears of laughter and shit going on. And I was just the only one sitting there, like, I was just waiting for the gay couple sitting next to me, like, bro, what's wrong? Why you not laughing? I really was waiting on someone to say that to me because like, my theater was just in tears of laughter. And I was just like, I really don't get what's so funny about the baby eating condom or even
dick joke after dick joke after dick joke after dick joke.
Or even the making $10,000 of off the plastic dildos and shit that they made or whatever. Somebody was laughing hard in my theater.
I only chuckled at that because it's like, okay, that is what a real fraternity would actually do.
Wouldn't make $10,000 goddamn dollars off, I can tell you that right now.
You know, on a college campus, girls are horny.
They got porn nowadays.
But they don't want to use them fingers.
Damn, where the fuck are these girls at, whatever? Because I don't know if you know, but girls can get dick anytime they want. Pussy costs. Dick is free. Okay? So I just want to let y'all know that right now. You listen to Uncle P1 out there, women or whatever. If you're paying for dick, something is wrong with your vagina then.
That's a new movie spoilers headline.
Dick is free. Pussy costs. I mean once again, didn't hate the movie. I thought everyone just did what they needed to do. Rose Byrne and Seth Rogen, actually Seth Rogen was the one that bothered me. That nigga plays the same motherfucker in every fucking movie. Like,
you
seriously.
Know the movie he didn't play that, you remember 50-50?
Yeah, 50-50. Yeah, that's the only time I actually liked him in something.
Funny People, same thing. Funny People, he was just like the wide-eyed, I can't wait to see the world, and his world just got shit on.
Yeah, other than that, I'm kind of getting tired of the guy. I'm not going to lie. He's getting, like, 2 years ago, he's getting on my fucking nerves, all the shitty movies he's getting making, but now he's just getting to the point where...
He seems like one of those guys that's a better writer.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, he seems like a guy that's off-back or off-camera.
Yeah, it seems like he's a better writer-producer. And it's not like he's not smart. I mean, if you watch him in interviews, the dude's really fucking smart.
Yeah, and plus the guy is... Oh, this is nice right here. Oh, okay, thank you, thank you. This is very lovely right here. Oh, thank you. Wow, thank you, baby. I appreciate that. See that, people? Got my lady trained. Make me shit. Anyway.
There is no video to this. For all they know, the viewers like are thinking like you're just getting a handy under the table, which would be appropriate given the
right now.
which would be appropriate given the review we're doing, but
people might wonder what the fuck is going on over there. My girlfriend just made me dinner right now, so
oh, there you go.
But see that's a nice sentiment. But what are we talking about now? see, threw me off, Pre.
We were talking about shit. Legend of Dorothy? Oh, wait. Oops, spoiler.
We'll get to that later. I just sat there with a mess. I probably would have liked it more if I just sat at home. But Seth Rogen, to me, he's almost about three steps away from hitting an Adam Sandler tone. And I say that by he's just making movies for him to be in to hang out in.
I don't quite get that feeling because this didn't feel like a vacation. Unlike every
for him, it does.
See, it doesn't for me.
Seth
because,
Rogen, it does.
See, for me, it doesn't because this is an exotic location. Like fucking Adam Sandler's next movie is in Africa, for fuck's sake.
Well, see, I'm saying he's three steps away from Adam Sandler by saying he's just throwing himself in the movies to hang out.
Yeah, I okay. I see your point. I don't feel that way, but I see your point.
to hang out and shit or whatever. And I'm like, brother, either you better start acting or whatever, or you need to stop hanging out with these same actors you work with, because now it just seems like it ain't like you collecting a paycheck, but you just here to just be here because you want to be on camera, which you don't fucking need to be, because every time he's in one of these ensemble ones, he's the least funniest guy in it.
Well, you know who his next movie's with. With the old man crush. And with that director who did 50-50.
Yeah, I'm not living. I'm tired, Seth Rogen. I'm sorry. If I get into my rating, I did not laugh. You know what? If a comedy fails at making me laugh, that should be like an automatic fuck it. But I thought as a movie, it's just fine, I guess. I will say it's the direction of it is kind of all over the place. I'm not going to lie. There's, like I said, with Zac Efron's character, you don't know if he's a douchebag, an intelligent guy. Because there's a scene where he has an all-out. He starts using big words and shit and everything, but then he turns out he's a dumbass again. I don't think his character was well-written, but I thought he did a good job of what he had to do. I think Dave Franco, I liked him the most just because, I don't know, I guess he was the most...
Respectable.
He was the normal guy in the fucking film. That's why.
Respectable.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever.
You weren't even like pissed when he slept with Zac Efron's girlfriend.
I don't blame him for doing that. Cause
I don't people, either.
As many people, no, I didn't fuck plenty of my friend's girlfriend. That's why I don't put homies on hold. But anyway.
Hey.
But you know, I'll just give it a regular streaming.
I'm right there with you. I had the feeling watching it throughout. It's like, wow, this is going to be this summer's Monsters University, where every one of my friends is going to love the shit out of this because they feel they have a connection to it since we're all in college. And I have the opposite effect. I don't like watching college movies that are just straight up comedies because it's like, that's not college life to me. You know, college life is, there's a lot of drama. Like, you know, people don't want to admit that one of the biggest fears that you have in college is fearing adult life, and I feel there's never going to be a college movie about that because of shit like this.
I would say shit like this touch it because they don't hit the consequences of getting your ass expelled because of shit like this.
There's that too!
I don't think no movie's ever touched upon that as far. They always bring it up, but then it always get like thrown away at the end, be like, because somehow the dean will come to the party and have a good time or some shit like that.
Actually,
and
no,
I'm gonna tell you this right now, shit don't fly like that. When I was in school and my brother or whatever, we was on constant lockdown with Lorian, but like, we gonna kick. That dean made it sure or whatever. He took, my brother had a drink one time and got worried about it. He's like, so I don't.
Yeah, no, you see my point, where it's like, no college movie ever gets into the real consequences and the real dramas about college. And I wish a movie would. And that's actually one of the points I gave Monsters University last year, if you remember, is that the dean does expel both their asses at the end of it. Mm-hmm. So
plus, another thing is, they don't ever go to fucking class, neither.
That's very excellent.
It's just like all
out partying. Yeah, it's just like, we're going to party all the time. I was like, your grades have to be shit.
Seriously, though. But like, and you bring up a great point about that, too. It's like, it sounded like Efron said at the end, he graduated, but he wished he would have had better grades or something like that because he could have did something better. But he's a model, though. So it's like...
Right. Well, I got a 3.8 this semester. And for all you fans, this was the only... Movie Spoilers is the only shit I did on weekends.
So, yeah, I gave it a stream it, though.
I'm right there with you. It's kind of like this whole thing of, I just, college movies and we don't get along.
And you and party movies don't get along.
Me and party movies especially don't get along. Especially ones about Greek life, where it's like, nothing bad ever happens in Greek life. And I'm like, bullshit.
Look at these false hope and these chilling out here these days. You know,
these white privileged motherfuckers.
Kids, go to Compton. That'll teach you about your school days or whatever.
Yeah.
You'll learn everything you need to know about what this movie teaches you.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I just gave it a stream. It's just, it's nothing special. I frankly, whenever anyone would ask me, aren't you excited? Neighbors looks like the comedy summer. I go, no, that's a million ways to die in the West for me.
Yeah, this one, I mean, it'd probably be on my TV when it comes on or whatever, but it'd be something I'd be doing with something in the background while it'd be on TV.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah, and it's not something you want to watch on TV because they cut half of it out.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad they cut half this shit out because I didn't want to be there any longer, okay? I'm just like, I can get out this theater for this gay couple beat my ass when I laugh or whatever.
And there you go. Good night, folks.
Later, bastard.
Dude, we missed the airbag.
What do you got there, sweetie? Is that a balloon?
That's not a balloon!
Oh, Jesus! Hello!
Her mouth is going to be a little bit numb from the lubricant. Other than that, you guys are free to go. Do you guys want the condom to take with you? I don't know if you still want to use it.